Wow, what a week. First big quick thing. There's been a turn of events in Hong Kong, and I'm going to be talking about that in the Taiwan special. Second of all, I'm contemplating changing the name of the Taiwan special to something else like From Taiwan or something, but I don't know. Maybe that doesn't really matter. Okay, big deal. Now, this is my crazy wildlife insider announcements podcast thing. So if you're one of the stick to issues guys, stick with the Taiwan special. Pacific Daily Ads, my new ad service. This is a big deal. Now follow this. It's not quite ready to go yet. But I said last week I'd be getting close, and I tell you, things have to be done carefully. You can't rush art and you can't rush architecture. I probably spent 60 to 70 hours working on the code for this new ad service. Like, it's an advertising service. Like, you can monetize your website with it. Like, if you want to advertise your business, you'll be able to advertise your business with this. Yes. So I probably spent 60 to 70 hours working on it last week, and probably 30 hours I spent just making it so that you couldn't delete your account and your important profiles on accident. You can delete your account easily, but not on accident. And I probably spent 30 hours just writing some back-end code, creating one or two buttons. And it's like 30 hours went into that. Yep. Because it checks this and it crosses over that, and it's got all this security stuff, just to make sure that you're not going to accidentally hit the nuke button. There are these doomsday buttons. That's one of the things I love about GitHub is that in the GitHub user profile, in the place where you delete your work, or if you delete your account, it's like in your system settings on at the bottom, it says danger area or danger zone or something like that. And all the buttons, all the big nuke buttons are red, and they bring out these special double verification, things so that you can do it easily, but not on accident. So I mean, it took me a while to get that working. And to me, it does matter. I mean, doing a good job with something does matter. So I've got the back-end code written. I need to do a little more to get it fully supported. Maybe by the end of tomorrow, I'll have it testing on the web. We'll see if I can get it at the PacificDailyAds.com domain going. If you see PacificDailyAds.com, the domain, and you can log in and create an account and stuff, you'll be able to buy test ads free. Like, you'll be able to log in and create a user account, but you won't be able to create an account without purchasing at least one ad. I think 6 months for 50 cents is a pretty awesome, yeah. I mean, that's, and for monetizers, partners, I mean, it'd be a dream. Like, if you've got a website and you want to monetize it by sticking ads on it won't be per click. It'll be per view, and it'll be a dream. Here's your simple code. You just put it in your website where you want it to show up, and that's it. The code isn't complicated. And once you've got the code on your website, you can change what it does by logging into your control panel. It's just simple code to a simple project. And then you go into your project settings and you can change stuff. You can change what categories you want. You can change how many ads render. All the changes are done in your profile, not by quote unquote hacking the web address. You can look in a web address and change the numbers. You know how you can embed a YouTube video in your website? And if you change some of the numbers, then you can change the size of the video. Well, here you won't do that. Here you just get your code, and if you want to change the video size, you log in and change your video size there. And so it's going to be that. It's going to be a dream for everybody. I'm really excited about this ad service, and this is a big deal. This is what I'm working on now, and it's how I'm going to make money, and it's how I hope a lot of people make money. I mean, I'm fully planning on giving early bird rates. Ads purchased. Well, okay, I'll tell you what my scheme here is. I see, freemium business model is a problem. Okay, look at Dropbox. Was it SugarSync? It was like a file sync service like Dropbox, and its logo was a hummingbird. Yeah, and it flopped. And Dropbox has it. I'll tell you right now the problem with Dropbox. It's the problem with any freemium model. Some is free, more is money. Won't work. You can't use that as your freemium business model. Some is free, more is money. You can't do that. These are always free. Those always cost money. Some things you can work for it, or you can get with money. Oh, sure. You can hurry up. Money will buy you time and experience points. So, that's it. But some things are only free. And you work for it, et cetera. And then other things, you can only get by paying for money. League of Legends really has the dream business model. If you want to have a good rank, you got to be a good player. If you want to get skins and be fashionable, well, you got to pay money for that. And there's no way around it. But some things you can buy with your experience practice, or you can just pay money and get them quicker. So, that's really the business model to go with. So to know how freemium is difficult to hack as a successful solvent business model. It's very, very, very difficult and tricky. So my plan with it, with the PacificDailyAds.com site, to talk about it, tell your friends, check it out. Now, if you see it this week and you can log in, just remember, I might delete everything. It'd just be playing around. But go ahead and have a sneak peek. Take some screenshots. See what it looks like. While I, seriously, I'm not going to take screenshots of it. So, if I get it up, if I get the thing up and running, this thing could change the universe. We could put two dents in the universe with this. There's something about us humans. We always want to think that we matter, but at the same time, it's like we really do matter and we need to know it and take our work seriously. But at the same time, we shouldn't be narcissistic. So how do you take yourself seriously, but not too seriously? I don't have time to parse it all. I suppose you could sit down and find words to explain the difference. Usually you take your work seriously in terms of doing a good job, but you don't take yourself seriously in terms of being offended if people don't give you respect. It's about being serious. Is about doing good work, not expecting the reward for it. So, you hope for a reward, but you're not going to be indignant and offended if you don't get it. So, okay. I said, I'd tell you what my financial scheme for the thing is. It'd be if you refer friends. Now, again, in order to sign up, even as a partner, you've got to buy at least one ad, and you've got to pay money for it. In the early stages, I'll let people buy stuff, quote unquote, free with the test trial, and they'll actually get to keep an ad in the early, early beta weeks. But you have to buy one ad. You refer someone, they buy an ad, you get a free credit, and so do they. You get a free ad credit, whatever an ad unit is, if it's a week, if it's 6 months, whatever it is at its growth. And then partners, if you sign up early, all you have to do is sign up and buy your first ad. 20 years later, you were an early partner. The earlier you are as a partner, the more money you will always get on your ad rates for your advertising. And that's how I'm going to do it. And then as there get to be more and more ads purchased, the price of the ads will slowly go up a little bit to a whopping dollar a week. By that point, there'll be so many eyeballs seeing these things that a dollar a week will buy you more eyeballs and exposure than $20 might buy you anywhere else. So I don't know. What does Facebook say? Is like $10 could buy you like 100,000 views or something. I mean, it's numbers like that. Well, I'm talking millions. So by the time it's a dollar a week, we're running out of time here. So that's what I did this week. That's what I've been doing, and I'm excited about it. And once I get it done, I'll talk about something else. Love you. Gotta go see you in the Taiwan special tomorrow.